be open for you to visit in the coming months is diminishing as we get towards the end of this season. Now, we know, courtesy of Jeff Stonebanks, who is our NGS correspondent, that gardens are open as early in the season as February. I think that's when you first came on with us, Jeff, isn't it?
I think it probably is, Joe, yes. Good morning, Joe and Tom.
Lovely to have you with us. But November, December, January, they're sort of the dormant times for many gardens and things. So this is really the final sort of furlong for this season.
It probably is, yes. And then we'll hopefully pick up again early next year.
I hope so,
OK.
All right, well, what have you got for us? I'll leave you to offer us a selection of what's on offer in Sussex, Surrey and North East Hampshire.
Okey-doke. Well, there should be nice gardens to see, because as Ian said earlier on, the weather's going to be in our favour, so I've taken advice from the county organisers and I've got six to briefly mention for you. The first is in West Sussex, 2.5 miles east of Storrington. It's the old vicarage in the street, Washington, which will open on Friday the 18th of October between 10:30 and 4. I actually saw this garden myself back in April and it's absolutely beautiful. 3.5 acre garden, admission £4.50, set around an 1832 Regency style house which is not open. The front's formally laid out with topiary, large lawn and mixed border. To the rear, some mature trees dating back to the 19th century with stunning uninterrupted views of the North Downs. Should it be wet though, there is a dry haven and a large conservatory in which to have the delicious homemade teas and cakes. Move on now to the National Trust. Got Sheffield Park, which is opening especially for us on the 8th of October between 10:30 and 5, which is 10 miles south of East Grinstead. Admission £8, children free. This is, some listeners will probably know, is a magnificent 120-acre landscape garden laid out in the 18th century by Capability Brown and Humphrey Repton. Centrepiece is the original lakes with many rare trees and shrubs, which are mirrored in the tranquil waters. But at this time of year, the garden is transformed by a blaze of colour from the trees planted for their autumnal colour, including many fine specimen trees, particularly North American varieties, producing gold, amber, ruby and emerald colourings. So true gems of nature. So please do go and enjoy. The third in Sussex is the Ashdown Park Hotel, which is 6 miles south of East Grinstead, located in the heart of the Ashdown Forest at Witch Cross. It will open on Sunday the 13th of October between 2 and 5, admission £5 and children free. And here you'll find 186 acres of park and grounds and gardens surrounding the hotel. Large numbers of deer do roam the estate and can often be seen during the day. The woodland areas have meandering paths through them and they are a joy to take a leisurely stroll through at this time of the year again, making the most of the autumn colour. Moving over to Surrey, again we've got two properties from the National Trust that are opening especially for us. The first is Wentworth Arboretum, described by many as using trees and shrubs to paint a picture. You'll find it in Huscombe Roads, 2 miles southeast of Godalming, and it'll open on Sunday the 6th of October between 10 and 6. Adults £7, children £3.50. More importantly, with the onset of autumn, you can get lost amongst the riot of colour that explodes across the skyline from the treasure trove of golds and silvers of the tupelo trees to the striking scarlet maples and cherry trees. Then the second garden in Surrey is Hatchlands Park at East Clandon, 4 miles east of Guildford, opening on the 20th of October between 11 and 6, admission £4.20 and children free. The garden and park were designed by Repton in the 1800s, and you can enjoy again the changing colours of autumn with the rolling pasture and grazing decks to cattle beyond the garden fence. The Repton Parkland of ancient oaks and ponds provides 430 acres to explore with a choice of circular walks of varying lengths. Finally then for October is our choice in Hampshire, which while a little further south is 7 miles east of Winchester. It's Old Alresford House in Colden Lane, Alresford. It's open on Tuesday the 15th of October between 10 and 5. Admission £5, homemade teas and wine. This is one of fewer than 2,000 nationally listed historic gardens designed in 1764 by Richard Woods. It's 22 acres of parkland are surrounded by 400 specimen trees, forming a non-mature arboretum of unusual pines, oaks, thorns, etc. And again, producing fantastic colour at this time of the year. So, Joe, there you have it, our collection of some of the gardens that could be seen during October, many of which, as I've said, have glorious collection of colourful trees to see. And, yeah, you were quite right that the season's starting to come to an end now, so I look forward to giving you more details, hopefully in January, for the start of the new season, which will be February, with the snowdrop and hellebore openings, and maybe with some updates beforehand. But, however, as ever, if people want to find out more information, Joe, they can go to the NGS website, which is www.ngs.com. ngs.org.uk. That's www.ngs.org.uk, or by calling 01483 211 535. That's 01483 211 535.
Lovely stuff, gents. Jeff Stonebanks, thank you very much indeed for joining us and for all your hard work through the course of 2013. And I suppose we should say Happy Christmas.
Let's go!
Hello, it's...